Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. I'm excited. This is VJ Smith, the national president of Mad Dads. We want to say big ups to everybody in Florida. Hey, man, and send our prayers out to our Mad Dads and all the other residents out in Florida, man. It's coming. I hear that they're having a little bit of a hard time out there, but also to all the families across the country that are dealing with the hurricanes and all that other stuff. I am excited. Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters right here, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're working on going live here on Facebook. Looks like we had a little bit of a complication. But until we do that, we're going to go to the phone line, and we've got some people on already. 707-978. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about gangs and why people join them. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk.
707. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm fine. You talking about what?
We're talking about gangs and you know, we started about why do people join them, part two, because people just really wanted to know, you know, more and get more involved about why people join gangs.
Why they join gangs. It, right now, it's a community thing. And in the black community, it's just a groupie thing. They ain't got their board. It's no activities for the children. All the community, like the Phyllis Wheatley, the YMCA, you have to pay to go to those places. And I feel if it's a community place, why do the children have to pay to go? So guess what? They group out on other places, and they form gangs, and they do what they do. You can't go to the Girls and Boys Club unless your parents pay. You can't do an event in these places unless you pay.
Well, that's a good point, but here's the other thing. We don't want to leave out the role of these parents like we talked before. We got an issue with our parents.
The issue with
the
parents?
So what do we do? Yeah, what do we do with the parents? What do we do with them? Because we can have all the activities, but if they go home to madness, we still got a problem.
The parents don't want to be told nothing to do, just like the children. So if leadership can't tell, you know, the kids what to do when they come out to the events, the places, the community places, you can't reach the parents. If you can't reach the kids, they're like, call my mom. So what if you call my mom? You know, my kids used to do it. Call my mom. That's not even a threat anymore. That don't hurt no kid's feelings because their parents is just as ignorant as they are. You know, it's time to stop thinking backwards.
What happened? Answer this for me, ma'am. When did parents get ignorant? When did this happen? What happened? Was it
parents
crack cocaine? What was it?
Parents got ignorant when they parents start allowing them to, because they're cute that you can get away with stuff. I need you to be more outspoken. So when the kids get outspoken and cuss, that's allowed. And all these young parents, it's really terrible. It's the weed smoking. It's the drinking. It's the drugs. It's just, it's something that they spraying in the air. And I'm telling you, you can actually, I bet you they looking down and saying, watch me spray this mess and watch all these people get mad and get to fighting each other. So it's something going on, and it's all over the nation now. And I can't even just tell you what, you know, I can't even give no advice what to do, because I'm half the time I'm like one of those mad mothers too. You know, and I went there yesterday. It's no respect. It's no limit. It's okay for people to run over you and do whatever they want to do. And the kids sees that, and they just run with it. You know, the kids done flip the script. They think they can. They think they're the parents.
Wow. We're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you in just a little bit. Listen, here's a book I got, Jason Muhammad. It's a leadership book. It's for the 10 principles of success for the first-time manager. We're going to come back to Mama Tree. She's got a lot to say and a lot that can happen in our community. But I tell you what, if you would like this book and you want to learn more about the leadership for first-time manager, Jason Muhammad and Mad Dads want to bless three people, three leaders for that book. All you got to do is go on Facebook and say, I want that book, and I'll save it for you at our office. We're going right to 3932. 3932, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? 3932.
Hello.
Yes.
What's up, family? It's
how you doing?
How
welcome
doing to Blog.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, brother? Good to hear from you. Where you calling from?
Listen, I'm calling from California, man. You already know how y'all doing out there, man. Minneapolis, stand up. Minnesota, stand up. What's happening?
We doing?
But love, Mama Tree.
We doing great. We're doing great. The gangs, why are people joining gangs, and why are they even starting these new cliques, and why are so many of our babies dying?
Okay, bro, it's a whole lot simpler than it is, like, hard. What it is, man, we got real gangs out here right now. Like, back when we was coming up, we had a structure when it came to our gang. We wasn't really a gang. They just called us gang. Right now, man, these kids join something to be cool. They don't even know what they're saying when they scream the gang's name, the so-called gang's names, man. So basically what I'm saying is these younger generations, they're not even in a real they in a real gang. They're not even in the organization that they scream about. Saying that to say, they don't know what they're saying, for one. They don't take no guidance from the guys who was actually into the organization that they call themselves claiming. And also, the kids out here, they got more like cliques. You know what I mean? So it's not even they stand gang, but they more like a clique. You know what I mean? They got a gang is different from what they live in. See, they don't even understand what they're doing. They so misled that they'll get out there and scream these names and stuff like that, thinking it's cool, and they'll be fighting against each other and stuff like that. So, like you'll hear one of these little kids out there, they'll be screaming the same gang, and they'll be shooting each other. Back when we was growing up, you can't gang bang against your own gang. You can't go against your own members of your gang. So it's more of a mentality thing with these kids. The drugs, it's cool to do drugs now. These kids out here doing drugs too. So you talking more to a dope fiend or a drug addict more faster than you talking to a kid that, like back when we were kids, you couldn't do no drugs. So when you told us something, we listened, you know, to the elders. We wanted to hear what the elders had to teach us the right way. These kids, they be doing so much drugs that they don't care what the elders got to say. You know what I'm saying? So it's more they more controlling our people with these drugs and these in our mind frame. They got our kids messed up with this mind frame where they don't need the adults to help them with things. They think they know everything. I was just talking to one of my people the other day, and they were talking like telling about how they knew this and they knew that. But I was like, man, if you take the time to listen, we have to listen to each other. Cool, you got to listen to the kids too. But they gotta be willing to learn from the elders who made the path for them, so they won't be able to do that no more. You know what I'm saying? They so misguided that they don't even know when the leader sits standing in front of them. They don't even recognize that they're a real leader and that they're real somebody that can help them, because they so blinded by not being somebody and not taking no directions that they feel like they know everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's more of we have to get in tune with the kids now. They're not even in gangs. They're in cliques right now. They're not in no gang because they ain't no gang. I know what they're talking about. We know the gang that they call gang. We want to read it with depth. We never do or let them do that, man. So, it's, you know, it's a masculine thing, OG. It's different now. We got to come at the kids with a helping hand instead of a forcing hand. You know what I mean? That's how we're going to be able to help them.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Now, don't you go anywhere. I'm coming right back to you, short buddy, all the way from L.A. Denise Ellis on Facebook said, first of all, there is a belief, young brothers, they are so endangered, they are going to die anyway. No value regarding life in heart. I hope doing the most, calling, you know the number. Everybody, you know the number. Thank you, Denise, for your comments. We're going right to 481. Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads all across the nation. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good, man. Well, Dino, we knew that you would have some insight on this, and also we know that you want to get that book, Leadership for First-Time Managers, and I know you want to get that, so when you get a chance to come by and pick it up. Let's kind of chop it up a little bit. Give us some insight about what you've heard so far.
Well, I heard a lot, and I appreciate everybody that has something to say. Shout out to Child Body, man. I know him. That's one of my guys. What I understand is that gangbangers, man, they come together. It's oftentimes a form of brotherhood. When young men are most impressionable is when they're in the adolescent years going through puberty. They're looking for outside leadership. They usually don't see it in their parents. They're going through something in their mind. They're looking for friends and somebody, peer pressure and things usually influence them. I was one that didn't join the gang, but I still wanted to be involved with what was going on because I had a lot in common with these young people. But what I end up understanding as time has gone by is that a lot of them don't know that it's a vicious system in most cases. Back, like Shaw Body said, back in the day, it was organized. It wasn't righteous, but it was organized. Well, the leadership was taken away in most cases. They get rid of them real quick from the Larry Hoovers to the Crips in California. Everybody get disappeared, and these kids are out here misguided. And when they're misguided, they take on their own leadership. And that's what he said about them getting in cliques. Well, they want to have power. They want to influence each other, and they don't want to respect nothing because who wants to listen to the older guys? They didn't want to listen to their parents. They're in the streets now. What makes them want to listen to somebody that's pretty much, you know, trying to lead them in a direction that they want to go? And like he said before with the drugs, drugs is a big part of what's going on due to the influence of music. So music is telling these kids to go crazy, shoot people, kill people, do this, do that, and it's like 1 out of 100,000 that's going to make it. They don't know that. And then the guys that are often older that go to the penitentiary and come out, they don't want to talk to the young kids because at that point in the game, they're like, they're not going to listen. But I think that, you know, some people plant the seed, some people water the seed, and some people benefit from it. I think that the older guys that see the change, see the fact that it's not what it's supposed to be, and they made a mistake, they should speak on it even if they don't benefit because you got to invest sometimes in a different area when you've made some mistakes. So that's my take on it. I think, you know, guys like that was once in the game should be able to speak out no matter what they think the kids is going to do because if you don't, you ain't did your part. You got to add back into the situation. So that's what I influence guys to do. That's what I talk about when I talk to OGs or if I talk to a young cat. I just tell them about the things they don't see, like, the fact that you ain't been snitched on, none of your partners done died, that hasn't happened. It's all fun and games until somebody died. Then now you either quit or you get more infused, more inflamed, because now your feelings is involved. So I try to give them an insight on both ends. The OGs, I tell them they need to speak up no matter what. You know, go get outreach, say something to them, tell them to get off the corner or something, or pull them to the side because you can't save everybody. So, you know, you just got to do the best you can.
You know, you said something about we're on Blog Talk Radio all across the nation talking about gangs and why we join. We're live on Facebook. We're also reaching out to the community and asking them to go into our website, make a contribution to Mad Dads. We need your support. You had said something about being in business in an area where there were gangs. For the years that you were in business on that area, what was something that, you know, there was some education that you got. It's like all of us get when we're in our surroundings. But you said you never joined a gang, but you were in the midst of it almost on an everyday basis. What was something that the biggest lesson you learned from being in the mix?
What I've learned is that once you're in, it's more like a oath you take. The guys that participate in that is a ritual, is a thing where even if they don't, they say, I say, hey, man, so you didn't did time, you don't believe in it anymore. Are you still in it? And they say, well, it's in my heart. Now, what I'm saying is that's a tough situation to try to – you can't really go outside and tell somebody to stop when it's in your heart still. But I think that we need to figure out how to get something else in their heart. So I learned that, you know, you got people that's coming out of it need to dig deeper. And I see how serious it is because somebody would tell me, hey, no, I ain't with it no more. I say, will you tell your kids to join the gang? No, I wouldn't dare do that because I made the mistake. I wouldn't want to put them through that. I did it already for them. But I'm like, but you still represent. And so I realize is that it's more spiritual. It's deep. It's not just surface-based. You know what I mean? But when it's time to flip it over and keep your kids out of it, you know, you got to think about how deep it is, and you got to be willing to step across the line. So that's what I recognize. It's hard to talk to them, but I keep doing it. I keep talking, and I figure some of them is going to change at some point. So that's what I see.
We're coming back to you. We got Thank you, Dino. We got Dino. Make sure if you holler at him if you want T-shirts or anything done. Going to go back to Las Vegas, Nevada. How you doing, Las Vegas, Nevada? What do you have anything to say about what Dino had to say?
You know what? I agree. You can't give up on them. What I listened to Short Body talking about the real gangs, that these are real gangs now. These are not real gangs. These are real killers, okay? Gangs, they're organized. Community clicking is more organized. These are some angry, ornery young people that don't know how to gang up or click up because the ones that they hanging with all night, they'll kill them. They'll smile in their face and kill them. The girls that's riding with them, they ain't got no respect for the young girls. They'll shoot them. They shooting in cars. They shooting in parks. They shooting in restaurants. They ain't got no respect, period. So they're not clicking. They're not gang banging because gang banging it with some respect. This ain't they straight killing each other. And that's with
and them, I think
because they ain't no.
And I think that what Short Body was saying, you're absolutely right. I think, and we're going to go back to Short Body, but I think what he was saying was that these cliques are not organized, and you're absolutely right. I think y'all both on the same page. We're going to go back to Short Body and get his response. Yes, sir. Short Body, welcome
to
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Blessings. Yeah, Queen, it was a mutual thing. We just said it in different words. That's all. Same thing. But my thing is this, man. I just wrote that Civil War too. That's the, hey, man, I put so many answers today to the gang bang thing in Civil War 2, man. I'm telling you, it's going to save a lot of kids, man. Y'all cop that Civil War 2 for my new website I just opened up before me, myshopify.com. I got the new book in there. I got new everything on that website, man. And we're going to save a lot of kids with that Civil War 2 book, man, because it's directly, we directly talking about the gang bang situation in Civil War 2. We attacked it to the fullest. We put insight on all directions. And everything when it comes to the gang thing. We told the goods and the bad, the ins and outs. We talked about how you sell your soul when you do things like that. And we talked about how to come up out of there. So it's a real solution to the problem when it comes to helping these kids come about that gang banging area too, man. So we got to push this knowledge to them, man. Like I said, we call it new dope what I say. I call it new dope because we're spreading the word with this knowledge so they can understand, so these kids can understand when they do hit the streets, the gangs can influence them kids because they understand what a gang really is. You don't know what you're getting into before you get into it. That's when you get in trouble. And these kids understand know what they need to understand what they're getting into before they get into it. So we touch them. We touch their souls with Civil War 2. My book, Us Before Me, the Thug Bible movie, Civil War 2, man. I post it up every day, everywhere. So y'all gonna find it. Y'all look somebody else before me. Put me up. Us Before Me. myshopify.com. Everything we sell is on that page, man. But make sure y'all get that Civil War 2. Y'all want to save them kids? Stop them from gang banging. Make sure y'all go get that Civil War 2, man. It's on sale right now. Us Before Me, myshopify.com, man. We gonna help save these kids with that.
Wow, I love that, man. We'll come back. We're gonna come back to you, Short Buddy. I love that. We got a new caller on. 7535. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hi. I'm perfectly fine. This is Hope doing the most, and I'm going to be brief today. What these new age gangs don't understand, these gang members are only loyal for what you can do for them. Once they get caught up and wrapped up in the juvenile system or in the jail system, they don't want nothing to do with you. They don't want that. You're snitching if you say, I was with him when I shot this person, or I was with him when I robbed this person. These gangs are only loyal to you as far as what you can do or offer to them. They're not loyal, and they're not going to have your back once you're wrapped up. Just like when you die or get shot, oh, it was cool that you shot the person at the moment, but then it's, oh, I'm not going to jail for you. So they don't understand what it takes, and then when you get out of the gang and you live right and you want to be upbody citizen, then it's, oh, you tricked on the gang, you flipped on the gang, then they're trying to go after you. So what these kids don't understand nowadays is this loyalty is not through the gangs. What they got a little power a little bit for a minute until you get wrapped up in the system.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, Hope, doing the most. Hey, you know what? Give them a little bit of secret of how you save so much money with them coupons before we go back to my other caller.
I am an extreme couponer. As of next month on the 19th, I'll be doing my first free couponing session. I will put more information on BJ's Facebook page, and I'm doing the first 10 people for a couponing. I want to work with, like, low income. I want to work with people that have a hard time budgeting their money to save a lot of money.
All right. Well, thank you. They look forward to that. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to go back all the way back to Las Vegas and get some comments from Las Vegas, and then we're going to come back down. Yes, ma'am, you want to comment on some things?
Well, I was listening to what Shortbody was saying about his book. You know, very proud of him and about that book. Young man has been there and did all of that. And the young people don't want to go to people. They get scared of the ones that has been there, done that, and can help them. They don't want that. You know, they don't feel no kind of way until they go to that jail. And they going in that jail on a whole different level. And that's when they feel it. And that's when they want to talk about it. And it don't have to go that far. It don't have to go that far. The community, and it goes back to the community, in order to help anyone, like I said, and I'll keep saying it, has to come together as a unit. We talk the same language. It ain't big you, little me, and I'm mad at you because you got a little more education than I have. It's not about a dollar in the community. We have community leaders with their kids. They know that their kids is just as bad as the ones that have gotten caught. And they are a part of the madness, too. And they still out there. So when the young folks see that it ain't no help. It ain't no help. How can you tell me what to do and your child is out there doing it and you can receive it? So it's just got to get on the same unit and praying folks to stand folks.
Amen. That's right. We're going to come back to you. Thank you so much. We're going to come back to you for final thoughts in a little bit. On Facebook, Denise Ellis said, homelessness, lack of opportunities, systematic racism, parents unavailable, self-hate. We need our young people to live to end how our people go into. We can see how these outcomes manifest, and Let me see. She's got much more here. And to end, how are people going to? We can see how these outcomes manifest. We need this much more. Evidently, I can't open up right now. Denise, thank you so much. You might need to call in at 347-215-9262. I'm going back to Dino. Before I go back to Dino, I want to talk about some other things people join gangs. Poverty is important. It's poverty is serious. It make you do stuff. When you ain't got money, you do stuff. And gangs show you how to get money and do things. Peer pressure. Gang members tend to be young. And this is partly because gangs intentionally recruit teenagers. But it's also because young people are very susceptible to peer pressure. Boredom. With nothing else to occupy your time, you're going to do something. And despair. If poverty is a condition, despair is a state of mind. People who have always lived in poverty, with parents who lived in poverty, often see no change of even getting a decent job or decent education. We're going to go back to my man Dino. How you doing, bro? Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. Glad you're back on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm listening, and I'm taking a lot in, but I'm also thinking. I think about solutions. I'm a solutionist. And what I see as a solution to a lot of these problems with these young people in gangs is opportunity, entrepreneurship. A lot of the times when I'm over in the neighborhood, a lot of kids look up to me. The lights shine, the eyeballs get big because they can't believe that I don't have a backdoor hustle. I'm not secretly doing something under the radar, and they've heard a lot about what I do from other people. But I just believe if you take something from a gangbanger, if you tell them to stop smoking weed, stop doing this, stop doing that, you need to give them something. You know what I mean? So basically, we do need more programs, more people that are doing good to show them the way. I mean, just talk to them about it. It's not all about money. It's about opportunity. So, you know, I believe a lot of kids should get into entrepreneurship. One of my goals is to help them out. I got an idea for my children because I taught my kids how to do what I do, and it wasn't even that hard. It's four kids by kids. I'm going to train my son to teach other kids so it can come from his perspective, and they can understand that it is another way. You know, you don't have to be out here, and there is some money involved with it, a lot of it. You know, the world is so huge when it comes to money and the internet, the power of it. You can be an entrepreneur at 12 years old. So we got to get them young, and then, you know, for the older guys, you don't have to have a degree. You can have felonies, but you just need a little bit of motivation, ambition, and drive, and that can come from people that's doing well. So a lot more programs, incentive programs, different type of things that can help these young people out is what I believe we should do. My kids went to the Boys and Girls Club by choice. I wanted them to know their culture because I live in the suburbs. I moved out there for the education piece. But now I went over there and I coached. I involved us with the community just because that was my way of giving back. You know, I spent 8 years over there doing that so my kids can have a diversified understanding. And I just feel like we need to do more of that. At this time, my schedule is to get back into the community from a different level. I took the business out of there because it was tough when you're in the belly of the beast. You got to do more explaining and mentoring because you're dealing with drug addiction. You're dealing with homelessness. These are things that you can't just hand a person a pamphlet. You can't give a person the same thing. Everybody can't get a pamphlet and assume that it's just going to be something like that. You need to figure out what the problem is. I say there's questions that need to be asked, and the individuals need to get what they need. Some people need to get off drugs. Some people need to get a place to live. A lot of our young black men don't have a place to live. It could be because of child support. It can be because they caught a felony at a young age. But that's something to address before you can start thinking about anything else. You need to be able to be in a comfortable space. So that's part of what I believe is a solution.
I'm going to come back right to you for final thoughts. I'm going to go right to 0067, Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Glad to have you on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. This is Denise Ellis calling, and I just wanted to clear up what I was trying to say on Facebook. And I was trying to say they are our future, and that we need to find a way to love them and not give up on them, no matter what state they're in right now. We can talk about their killers. They've got all of these different bad habits that are weighing them down, but we have to find a way to love them and we have to find a way to unite and stay in a positive attitude that moves us forward. Because right now, as long as we're killing each other, we're not going nowhere. And we need these young people to be our future. Now, the things that they're missing, the parental involvement, because of all the things parents are going through, we can't just point a finger of blame. We have to do what we can on an individual basis to try to come together as a community and help these kids so that they're not involved in these kind of things that are taking lives left and right. Now, I've taught some entrepreneurship, and it was very successful over on the north side at the Ruth Hawkins YWCA. It was a program called NIFTY. And we need that same kind of thing that teaches kids to put their energies into positive things. And all of these mentorship programs aren't totally what they seem to be. They're not all for us. And we have to embrace our own. That's the only way that it's going to work. And what I'm seeing, the homelessness, the poverty, the marginalization as a total culture, that's what's causing our young people to go into these type of situations where they're finding the love that they're looking for. We have to show them that love, and I'm all about starting a business that has to do with laughing. I sure would like a young person to go on that journey with me and start a business about laughing, because we all need to laugh a whole lot more. In the most serious situations, we need to laugh. That's it. I'm going to drop mic on that.
Drop mic on that. Thanks a lot for calling. We appreciate you. We truly do. Well, the final thoughts, we're going to go right to 6158. Give me your final thoughts here, Blog Talk Radio, your final thoughts.
I just believe that we got to praying, not just praying, we got to do better. To know better is to do better. And to know better is to do better. Let's see how many of us know better.
Okay, we're going to go right to California. Thank you, Las Vegas. California, final thoughts.
Yes, man. Love y'all, man, for one. Everybody got to pay their position, man. Just like Mother T said, these kids, they don't want to hear the OGs talk. So my thing is this. This is why I wrote a book like I wrote my book, because my book speaks their language. And what it does is it makes them want to – I didn't put my book in – people who ain't never read books beforehand. And I'm on the streets slanging my book on the streets and having people who ain't never read a book read this book because of the fact that it speaks their language, man. And if you want people – they want to be feel a part of something. So I mean, if we take this book to the schools, man, because my thing is, a lot of parents they had the truth about the gangs from the kids too. See, and if they getting taught about the gang, what's really going on with the gangs in the right form and fashion, like my book do, and like we do, we reach the kids before they hit the streets. So say the kids might hit cussing and fussing when they hit the streets after they leave school, but they in school reading books. You feel what I'm saying? So you catch some kids in that school who reading books already, or that bad kid that's seeing bull crap when he go on the streets and he get to read that book while he's in school, he like, dang, I can go to school and I can learn about what's going on in these streets, because they got knowledge that's getting taught to him about what goes on in the streets and how not to get involved in these streets. It's a way to get to these kids, but you got to get to them in their language. You got to make them feel like they're part of something. My books make them feel like they're part of something. And I experienced this all over the country. That's why I write my book. If them books didn't do what they do, I wouldn't be writing right now. If they weren't helping save these kids, I wouldn't be writing right now. But I seen what it do to these kids. You have to teach these kids the truth and put it in their language and make them feel like they're part of something, and they will come and they will understand that you're trying to help them instead of just trying to tell them what to do. They want to feel like they're being part of something. So that's what the Third Bible Movement is about. That's what Civil War II is all about. It's about waking these kids and helping them understand exactly what's going on. I said, learn what you get into before you get into it. And the kids not learning what they get into before they get into it. But Civil War II, it'll help them learn what they get into before they get into it. And that's my final thought. Love y'all.
Thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate you being on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go right into our next caller, 3932. Your final thoughts.
My final thoughts is I believe that we should influence these kids to be entrepreneurs. I believe that since we have the opportunity coming from where we're coming from and slavery and all of the different things that close doors for us, and the fact that you can be online and start something where people don't be able to judge you, I think we should influence kids to start businesses. I believe that they should be training every day, whether it's on YouTube or going places that they can get the knowledge, but they should study, just, you know, and influence them to get into things that they like, not things that they chase after for do for money. It's not always about the money. It's about your dream. Let's find out what these kids' dreams are, find out what they like. Let's interview kids. Let's talk to them in every opportunity we get, and then just tell them to chase that. Don't give a shortcoming of, you know, letting them know that they can do anything. I just give a child an opportunity to believe in themselves and keep investing into entrepreneurship. That's what I believe.
Man, this is great. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the home, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be back.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle, fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was black and blue. Soldiers showing.